You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church for the celebration of really one of the most important of the 12 great feasts. I suppose that on some level, the feasts are divided into the Feast of the Mother of God and the Feast of the Lord, and that one is not better than the other. But certainly we can say that today, something very important is happening at the Jordan. The Jews had some concept that God had some sort of multiplicity. Even the first few words of Genesis, God is used in a plural sort of form, and so they had this rough idea, but not really a very good idea about it. And today at the Jordan, the Trinity is revealed to man. This is so important. We are worshipers of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We glorify God, the Holy Trinity. When we make the sign of the cross, we glorify God, the Holy Trinity, by holding our hands in this way where three fingers signify the Trinity and two signify the nature that Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man. God, the Holy Trinity, imbues our lives. God, the Holy Trinity, is the Creator. But knowledge and wisdom are two different things. So today we are given the knowledge that God is the Holy Trinity. But we have to, I think, ask ourselves and challenge ourselves, how do I use that knowledge for wisdom? Right? A good example is this. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing that you don't use a tomato in a sweet fruit salad. Right? This is the difference. And although that has no theological implications on our lives, the Holy Trinity absolutely does. God, the Holy Trinity, imbues the concept of love. The relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one of love. And here is where I think the wisdom needs to come in, brothers and sisters. We are not being given this information so that we may be victorious at the next Orthodox Trivial Pursuit evening. We are given this information so that we can put it to use, so that we can understand that if God is love, as St. John the Divine says, that we ourselves then, as his disciples, as the children of God, we ourselves need to struggle for that love. And on one hand, this seems quite easy to us. Yes, it's very easy to love my family. Well, except for that cousin that I don't really like, and the crazy uncle, and that aunt that can't stop talking. Well, all of a sudden, really, it's not that easy, is it? And to think about having love with people who are having a relationship of love with people who are outside of that close circle, well, that seems strange. But look, the Lord has given us his church. We have been given this parish as a place where we can work and struggle to show love to others. In English, we only have one word for love, and that's too bad, because it has to be used for all sorts of different things. The Greeks had a bunch of different words for love, and that was helpful, because there is kind of love between a husband and wife, kind of love between parents and children, kind of love between friends. This, I think, helps us to understand that our relationship of love has to go well beyond our own sort of circle of our family. It has to imbue our parish family also. And if we struggle with that, then we should thank God, because he's giving us an opportunity to embrace that love that is between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, this is what makes Christianity unique among all faiths. The fact that the Son of God became man while remaining completely God. The fact that between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit there is love. This gives us an intimate relationship with God, or may I say rather, this gives us the opportunity to have an intimate relationship with God. God is not some far off something in the heavens throwing down lightning bolts at people and, you know, making some kind of predestination of some will go to heaven and some will go to hell. God is with us. God did not sort of set the world spinning and walk away to go do some other stuff. God is constantly working with us. God is with us. We sing this special hymn at the Nativity, at the Theophany, because, well, Nativity is kind of a theophany and of God appearing. And as you probably know, these feasts used to be together as one feast in the ancient church. So, brothers and sisters, today we aren't going to go far to our Jordan because it's really cold outside and I just didn't really want to have those conversations with people about how cold it was. So we are having the Jordan at the back of the church this year. Perhaps next year we will be in a place where we can be a little bit more assertive in our going to the Jordan. But in any case, we go to the Jordan and remember what happened there on this day. That God was revealed to us as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This knowledge is very important to us. But more important is that we take this knowledge and put it to use for wisdom. That we begin to exhibit love in our relationships. If you read the gospel carefully from cover to cover, backwards, forwards, you will never find a place in the gospel where it says you must like anyone. But we are demanded on several occasions as Christ's disciples to love everyone. So brothers and sisters, let us ponder that mystery a little bit. It's not much of a mystery. But let us embrace love. Let us become emulators of the Holy Trinity. Let us, to the greatest extent that we as the creature, imitate the Creator. To have within ourselves, not just in our small families, but in our parish family, that love that God exhibits. And if we have that love, then that love, as St. John of Kronstadt talks about at some length in his writings, will be a powerful force to attract people to Christ, to attract people to be worshipers of the Holy Trinity. Because that, brothers and sisters, that's what the world is seeking. That's what the world does not have and tries to fill up with alcohol and drugs and pornography and every other kind of crazy thing that our society is saying, well, it's just fine, doesn't matter, do whatever you want. Trying to fill that hole with anything except love is going to make that hole stay right where it is and perhaps make it even bigger. But if we can exhibit love, if we can show love, if we can live love, then, brothers and sisters, that love, that powerful force of God's love, will attract others who will then fill that hole in their soul with God's love. And they will attract others, and so on and so forth. And so we see, brothers and sisters, what our job is here today. We are not spectators at the Jordan. We are not sort of looking on and saying, well, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, that's good. We should be saying, thank God. Thank you, God, for letting us see, for helping us as much as our meager minds can to understand the revelation of the Holy Trinity to man. Because that revelation was made not because there was nothing better for God to do that day, but because we needed that for our salvation. We needed to begin to understand that God is the Holy Trinity so that we could take that knowledge and put it to work in the kind of wisdom of living as much as we can that love in our lives. If we do that, brothers and sisters, then today is not just a day of some kind of superstitious gathering of water and sprinkling. This is not a superstitious thing, but people make it that. We bless water so that just as God blessed the water in the Jordan, we may share in that blessing. This is not a superstitious thing. This is the sanctification of the world that God exhibits to us today. But today, brothers and sisters, should be for us a day not just of gathering of water, not just a blessing of water, but a day when we say, I'm going to take the knowledge that I have that God is the Holy Trinity, and I'm going to put that to work so that I have wisdom, so that I begin to grow wisdom and exhibit love in all of my relationships. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then, as I've mentioned on several occasions, and we'll mention again now, and we'll mention again later, this new church that we are seeking to build will be much, much too small for all of those who wish to share in God's love which shines forth from us. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.